Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us this morning, and we also have Miss Christina McLean, and we'll be talking with her coming up in just a little bit. Now, LeBron, this weekend, down at Mayo, you've got several things going on. You've got that Dutch oven cooking class and also a horseshoe tournament, correct?
That is correct, Rob. This Dutch oven class has been a huge success. We've only take so many people. We only have two open slots left. So if you're thinking about taking your Dutch oven class, please go ahead and get signed up for that. The teacher that teaches this class is very good at what she does. I've seen her in work. We're really happy that we have enough people signed up to take it. And we only can take two more people, actually. So if you're thinking about learning how to use a Dutch oven, please go ahead and get signed up for that. Again, that is this Saturday. Starting promptly at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 to 1. She has many different recipes. She also has a YouTube channel. She also does many other things, I know, with cast iron pots. And you'd be surprised at what all she does once you get there and learn her. But needless to say, this Saturday we do have a Dutch oven cooking class at Mayo.
Well, now, LeBron, the horseshoe tournament, this is not one that's sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. You have a group that comes in and puts on the horseshoe tournaments, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So, matter of fact, I just got the phone call yesterday. He wanted to make sure that we, had the pits and stuff looking nice and mowed. But yes, we do have our North Carolina sanctioned horseshoe pits at Mayo. It is the North Carolina Pitchers Association that comes in and hosts these tournaments. We basically just provide a facility. But however, there's still room for you to sign up for this tournament. If you're interested in this tournament or interested in any of the horseshoe tournaments, just simply give us a call and get signed up for it, and we can pass on the information to the guy that puts it on. It is a small fee. You pay that one-time fee, if I'm not mistaken. You pay the one-time fee, and you pretty much locked in. You pretty much can pitch anywhere in the state of North Carolina. So this is not like no little, jackleg. They're professionals, but not professionals. Just a part of North Carolina Pitchers Association. But give me a call at 597-7806 for more information or pass on the information to get signed up with Mr. Cecil Bowes for the upcoming horseshoe tournament.
LeBron, I've got news coming on in just about 30 seconds, but coming up on Saturday, is it the first Saturday in May that you're having a fishing tournament?
That is correct. May 6th, which is next Saturday, we will have another fishing tournament. We've been having bass fishing. We've been having bass fishing tournaments every second Saturday since February, but this time we're having to do it on June. We're having to do it on next Saturday, May 6th. But boats leave at 6:30 this time, not at 7. Boats will leave at 6:30, 6:33, and the $85 fee to get into the tournament.
336-597-7806. Good morning. We're glad to have you tuned in. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on through the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. We want to welcome in the studios with us this morning, Miss Christina McLean. Good morning, Christina. How are you today?
Good morning, Rob. I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to have you out with us this morning. And you've been with the Parks and Rec Department, I believe you said about 5 years or so. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, for full time.
All right. And now, Miss K. Rudd retired, and so you have kind of taken that position, correct?
Yes, sir. Now I'm the recreation program and event specialist.
And that keeps you extremely busy, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned a little while ago about you working on summer day camps and some tennis programs. If you would, share a little bit of information with our listeners about that.
Yeah, right now we have our summer day camp program registration going on through June 5th. This is for ages 6 to 11. This is a 9-week camp that runs June 12th through August 11th for the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can register online in person at Huck Sansbury or online at personcounty.recdesk.com.
Well, now, if folks want to play tennis here in Roxburgh and Person County, if tennis courts available at Huck Sansbury on Morgan Street and also at Person High School over on Ridge Road. But if someone is maybe wanting to learn how to play tennis, what does the Parks and Rec Department have to offer?
We have tennis lessons that will be running May 22nd through June 7th on Monday and Wednesday evenings. We have the youth ages are 8 to 10. That will be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have ages 16 and up for 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's $40 per participant. However, you have to register online at trytennis.net for that program.
Trytennis.net. Okay.
Then we also have a tennis camp that will be running June 19th through June 27th at Huck Sansbury. This will run from 8:15 a.m. to 10:15. This is for ages 12 to 17, and that's $50 per participant.
And so now, is this for someone to improve their tennis skills and to learn more about the game, or is it kind of an entry level?
This is for that age group, the 12 to 17 age group that they've have participated before, or right. They haven't. They could come either way and learn some more skills for tennis. We do have a Play Tennis Wednesdays program also registering. This is going to run for 4 weeks on Wednesday evening, starting June 21st through July 12th. This you have to have previous experience, whether it's lessons or even, you know, playing the tennis camp. And this will give you the opportunity to improve your skills, learn more about the game. And this will be guided with our instructors also. And this is $30 per person.
336-597-1755 is the phone number that you can call the main Parks and Rec office located at Huck Sansbury. If you want to call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Or if you want to call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, that number is 336-597-1709. And the Kirby Gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 4. And also, we'll let you know it's going to be a gospel show at the Kirby this Saturday night with John Thorpe and Truth. Showtime 6 p.m. Tickets $10. Children 6 and under admitted free at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxborough, as a lot of us older folks know it as the Kirby Theater. We'll take a break from playing in person. LeBron Street is with us. The name of the program is Playing in Person. LeBron, you've talked about it quite often on the program, to where you stay booked up this time of the year, typically Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the campground for RVs and campers. But you said that pretty much anywhere, say, between a Monday afternoon and a Thursday, if someone wants to come and camp down during the week, that typically you can fit them in the into a slot, correct?
That is correct, Rob. I call them my weekend warriors. My weekend warriors, they'll get down on Friday, come in on Thursday, and they leave on Sunday. So, yes, as Rob stated, you definitely can come on a Sunday afternoon after 1, and pretty much have the whole campground to yourself Sunday through Thursday. Yes, I realize you work, and yes, I realize people have jobs to go to and the kids are in school, but you know, if you're planning for, you just buy a campground to yourself. The campground now on weekends have been pretty much full for the most part. This past weekend, we were full, but we lost at least 3 or 4 people because of the weather, which is totally understandable. But for the most part, we have been tight on the weekend. So give us a call. Come by and see us. We'd be more than happy to help you out or try to figure out a way to get you in somewhere. But the main thing we always tell people is just to simply plan ahead.
Well, LeBron, if someone wants to rent the education and environment building for maybe a wedding reception, a baby shower. You can help them out with that, correct?
Yes, we should be able to help them out with just like the campground. Matter of fact, we have a wedding coming up this weekend out there. Excuse me, we have a wedding coming up this weekend out there. And but I do know for a fact off the top of my head now, May, June, I'm pretty sure May, June, and July, my Saturdays are already booked up for the building. So about every Saturday is booked up. So a lot of time now people are going to Fridays and Sundays for – they're going to Sundays and Fridays for booking the building. So if that, like Rob said, if you're looking for a baby shower, birthday party, whatever the case may be, just give us a call at Mayo.
Now, LeBron, as far as picnic shelters are concerned, there at Mayo Park, they are available free on a first-come, first-served basis. But if someone wants to reserve a certain picnic shelter for a certain day and a certain time, that's a charge of $25. Is that right?
That is correct, Rob. So a lot of times, you know, like I said, we got a lot of locals, Rob. Most of the people that we have out there are within 25 to 30 miles. And I tell people all the time, it's one good thing about Mayo, we don't have any trouble because the locals and the guests that we have are repeat guests, and they're pretty protective of the park. If they see you doing something wrong, a lot of time word don't even make it to me or the deputy. They will correct it themselves. So with that being said, the locals know that the shelters are free. So a lot of time when they get there first thing in the morning and put up a picnic, a tablecloth, or set up other little things so other people won't come get it because they know it's a first come, first serve. And they're just trying to save money, which is understandable. So, yes, our shelters are free on a first come, first serve basis. However, if you want to guarantee it's your shelter that you can get it today, it's a small fee. But just simply give us a call or come by and see us to make that reservation.
336-597-7806. Remember, the bass fishing tournament will be next Saturday, May 6th, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department at Mayo Park. Boats will launch at 6:30. Weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock. You're free to come down and spectate and enjoy the weigh-in. LeBron, I appreciate you and Miss Christina coming out this morning, and I hope y'all have a happy and safe day.
Make sure you do the same and all the listeners.